We'll be looking at some of these verses in 107 of Psalms this morning. Specifically, if you look at verse 1, he says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good." And also, down in verse 8, "Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness." He continues on in verse 15, says, "Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness." And then also in verse 21 of that same chapter, "Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness." And verse 31 also, he says, "Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness." So, numerous times throughout not only the book of Psalms, but in this chapter 107, the idea of giving thanks to God is brought forward. And the psalmist was a prayerful man. He encouraged prayer. He talked about prayer. He was one who gave thanks, and he encouraged others to give thanks, as we can see from this reading. We have talked about prayer, and we've studied about prayer, and Brother Weeks had an excellent study concerning prayer this past year. And as we think about our responsibility to ourselves and to God to pray, and the blessing that we have, the privilege we have as God's children to pray to God every day, it ought to be evident to us that prayer is certainly a great privilege, and that we ought to be thankful, not just today, but every day. Not just this Thursday, as is indicated on our calendars by a red letter day, the day of Thanksgiving, but that we would be thankful every day that we live, every hour of the day. And it would take time to stop and pause and think about who we are and who God is, and look around and see our blessings and be thankful for those many blessings that God has bestowed upon us. In this same chapter, chapter 107 of Psalms, he not only talks about giving thanks to the Lord for He is good and that His mercies endure forever, but in some of these verses he talks about the fact that as a human being, we need to speak out to God. As His children, we need to cry out to God, and that these people, they cried out to God in days of old. Look at verse 6. "Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble." It was mentioned this morning about people who are having trouble. People who are suffering sickness, people who've had surgery, people who are struggling, people that are less fortunate than us. When people are in trouble, they cry out for help. Maybe they cry out for help from their family or friends or for other people. But as human beings, we cry out for help to our Creator, to God. And they cried out, verse 6, to the Lord in their trouble. Look down to verse 13 of Psalms 107. He says, "Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble." And so, oftentimes you talk to people, and if you ask people when do they pray more often than others, usually people will say that, well, I have prayed more, or our family prays more when we have specific needs. I'd have a tendency to think about praying and asking God for things and thanking God for things more when we're in trouble, when we're suffering, when we're sick, when there are issues we're facing. So, as human beings, there's that tendency to cry out for help, to pray to God. But in the fact that we can go to God and ask Him and petition Him and pray to Him and ask Him for the things we need and know that all blessings come from Him, at the same time, when things are not going bad, all the blessings and good days we have, do we stop and pause and have a prayerful attitude that I am thankful for what I have? That we're thankful for the blessings that are bestowed upon us day after day. And so, thinking of ourself and who, what God has done for us, and then thanking God and being thankful and expressing our thanks to Him for the blessings that we have. Whether things are going good, or whether they may be going a little bit tough, or whether we're in disappointing times, or whether there's an obstacle we're facing, or whether things seem to be going smooth and good for us. Pray and give thanks to God for our blessings that we have. Not only is the fact that we have Thanksgiving marked on our calendars this week, and many, some are gone today to worship somewhere else, and they're going to meet with their family members and have a lunch and as a family get together. But no doubt they'll probably give thanks for their food, as we should give thanks for our food. We ought to be thankful every day. Whenever yesterday we were at home and Helen was busy, she was ironing some clothes, I think, and doing some work around the house, and I'd been up doing some things and working on my lesson, and I walked through and went through to the kitchen and got a drink, and I came back out, and Jason was sitting at the table. He'd been working on his Bible lesson, and he had a sandwich on his plate before him. He was going to eat a sandwich. When I walked by, I looked, and he was just like that. He was just really quiet. So I just stopped a minute. He just had his head down, and in a minute, he raised up and started eating. And I knew that he was giving thanks for that sandwich. And that's good. You know, whether it's a pack of peanut butter and crackers or a ribeye steak, we ought to be thankful for the blessings we have, whether it be physical, material, or spiritual. And the Lord's willing, this evening we'll probably take a little time and talk about some of the blessings we have, and are we thankful for those blessings, the blessings that God bestows upon us. So on the screen, you see this morning, we mentioned Psalms 107 and the phrase that the writer used, give thanks to the Lord for His goodness, or give thanks to the Lord for He is good. And we emphasize the fact that numerous times that phrase is used, not only in that chapter, but the idea of giving thanksgiving to God is used throughout the book of Psalms and other places in the Old Testament as well as the New. So talking about thanksgiving is a good lesson for me and should be a good lesson for you, that we revisit our own lives and ask ourselves the question, am I thankful as I ought to be? Do I give thanks to God as God expects me to and asks me to and would have me to? And do I thank God for all these blessings? In relation to the fact that not only it's on the calendar this week, and we talked about it, and we read about it in the Bible about thanksgiving and giving thanks to God, this past Monday afternoon I had an appointment at the doctor. So I go, and it's supposed to be about 2:10. I get there about 2 o'clock. They want you to get in early, you know, and sign in. So I get in and sign in, and when I walk in the door, you can't help but notice, at least I can't help but notice, as soon as I go in the door, all these people sitting there, and by the time I walked up to sign in, I just felt like, yeah, maybe I don't need to be here. These people are sick. Mate, what am I coming to the doctor for? These people have got some problems. I signed in, went over there and found a couple empty places and sat down. And another gym was sitting close to me. And just a minute, here comes someone out, trying to get out from the doctor. And they're trying to get to the door. So he and I get up and open the doors, and this person goes on out. All they could do to get out the door, they couldn't open that door. And their family member had gone out ahead to get the vehicle and bring come up to the door. And we sat back down. That man looked at me and he said, I tell you, I just don't know if I need to be here or not. These people, they're in bad shape. And I said, I'm thankful for the health I've got. And he said, me too. He said, I'm 75 years old. And he said, my wife's seeing the doctor today and said she's in good health. But I've been looking at this room and there's some people that really are in bad shape. And you don't know what kind of shape people are in by looking at them from the outside. But it's not just the physical blessings we ought to be thankful for, but all those others that come first and foremost, the spiritual blessings. But again, in that same setting on Monday afternoon, the man, we had no longer got sat down for just maybe not more than a minute. And here comes this lady out, and she's got this oxygen tank. And she can't hardly move, and someone's with her. I guess it's her daughter. So we get up and we open the door, and she helps her get through, and they get out the door. And before we can get in the door and get sit down good, we look, and here comes this man up the door, and he's on one of these little scooters. So we go open one set of doors, and I open the other set. He comes in on his scooter, and he's got an oxygen thing, and I sit there and I look at people that's. They're suffering. They have health problems. And so I left that office. Really, I told the doctor before I left, after he examined me and told him what to do and changed my medicine, I said, you know, I really feel guilty coming to you today, because some of these people out here, I don't mean it wrong, but they look like they really need some help. He said, they do. He said, there's some people who are really suffering. And he said, I know you're thankful, Charles, for the health you've got, and I am too. And I said, yeah, I am. And we said, we'd see each other later, and I left. But anyway, when we think about who we are and we go through the day, when we see people who are suffering, when we see people who don't have things and you wonder why they don't have them, or maybe they've got a problem, Are we thankful for what we have? Let's take a few minutes and look at some of the things that the Bible talks about as far as being thankful. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." The Apostle Paul, in writing to the Christian at Thessalonica, encouraged them to understand that it is God's will for you in Christ Jesus that you would what? That you would give thanks. So, it's God's will that we as His children have the privilege of prayer, that we would give thanks to God and give thanks to God in Christ Jesus. Because after all, God through Christ pardoned us from our sins. When Christ died on the cross for our sins and He provided the plan of salvation and we access that plan, we can be forgiven. So are we thankful for all those blessings that come to us from God through Jesus Christ, the Son of God? And again, when Paul wrote to the church at Colossae in chapter 3 and verse 15, he said, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts and be thankful." So the idea of be thankful, the idea of in a situation where we are continually thankful, be thankful. It's a situation or a position we find ourselves in of being thankful. Not the idea of remember every now and then to be thankful, or occasionally count your blessings and think about being thankful, or sometimes when things just happen to hit you right, be thankful. But it's a mindset of being thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful. The idea of trying to understand that all these blessings we have, let's continually be thankful. Colossians 3 verses 16 and 17, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God, giving thanks through Him to God." So the idea of thanksgiving, being thankful, thankfulness in our life, looking to God and thanking Him for all these blessings. Again, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20 says, "Always give thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father." So to be thankful, and always keep that frame of mind of thankfulness to God for what He blesses us with, whether it be our food, our clothing, our shelter. Most importantly, whether it be the blessings we have through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the forgiveness of sin, the church, the Word of God, and the important things in life that we have on a daily basis that we don't need to lose sight of, ever lose sight of, and keep our priorities of how these people are so important to us and be thankful for them, such as our wives or your husbands or our children or our parents, our family members, our brothers, sisters in Christ. Be thankful. Always give thanks for all things and do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's read number 10 in our song books, if you will, open up, and it's a well-worded song, as all these songs are in the book, but it comes from the scripture, Psalm 68 in verse 19. And it said, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation." The Lord what? Daily loadeth us with benefits. Are we thankful for these benefits that are derived from God to us? Verse 1. "For all the blessings of the year, for all the friends we hold so dear, for peace on earth both far and near, we thank Thee, Lord. For life and health, those common things which every day and hour brings, for home where our affection clings, we thank Thee, Lord. For love of Thine which never tires, which all our better thought inspires, and warms our lives with heavenly fires, we thank Thee, Lord." So, for my part, as an individual, as a Christian, as a child of God, I need to examine myself daily and think about who I am and what God has done and what He does continually for us and the blessings I have, so that I don't forget to give thanks. So that I have that thankfulness in my heart all the time. And we all need to do that as Christians, being thankful for the blessings we have. Well, excuse me. Let's look at some other verses that are found in the book of Psalms and other places throughout the Bible that talk about being thankful. Being thankful to God. Psalm 92 and verse 1. It is good to give thanks unto the Lord. So the giving of thanks, as was stated in Barry's prayer this morning, it was stated in the prayer that was prayed by Jay this morning when we begin our Bible class. It's good to give thanks. And we give thanks to God, and in our prayers we hear brethren give thanks, and we give thanks with them for those blessings. We start off with God and His blessings, His spiritual blessings, the things of life, of a physical and material blessings. And so it is good to give thanks unto the Lord. So why is it good to give thanks unto the Lord? Because all blessings come to us from God. Without God, we'd be nothing or have nothing. And as Paul declared as he spoke in Mars Hill in the book of Acts there in the city of Jerusalem, he said, it is in Him, speaking of God. He said, it is in Him that we live and move and have our very being. So it's good to give thanks to our Creator in whom we live and move and have our very being. Psalms 95 and verse 2 said, let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. Again, whether you look up the word thankful or the word thanks or the word thanksgiving or the idea of giving thanks, when you look at all these different phrases of which we as human beings ought to be thankful and give thanks to God, numerous times throughout the Bible these phrases are used at different times for different reasons. It may be that someone is a king and he's praying to God. It may be that the people are praying to God for help. It may be that there are those who are giving thanks to God for various blessings in their life. And so the idea of praying and thanking God for blessings is something that's not new. It's down through the generations of man that we would thank God for these blessings. Psalms chapter 100 verse 4, which is most likely a very familiar verse to you and to most everyone. He says, enter His gates with thanksgiving, give thanks to Him. Let's look at Psalms chapter 100 and verse 4. Psalms 100 and verse 4, and read just a few verses that lead up to that. Beginning in verse 1. Excuse me, I have a little problem with my throat this morning. Psalms 100, beginning in verse 1. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. Then look at verse 5. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting. And so the idea of entering His gates and giving thanks to Him. And I apologize, I noticed a mistake I made on that typing on that particular point. I forgot to capitalize His gates and to Him. I tried to make sure I'd capitalize where it should be, but I failed on that and I apologize. But enter His gates with thanksgiving, give thanks to Him, and then get the whole thought of that. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good and His mercy is everlasting and His truth endures to all generations. So we're thanking God from whom all blessings flow. Psalms 147 and verse 7 says, sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. So we offer up verbal prayer to God, thanking Him. We pray perhaps with our head bowed and our eyes closed, not speaking verbally, but in our mind we pray to God, and He hears our prayer from our heart, and we give thanks to Him. And we give thanks to God in songs of praise sometimes, thanking Him as we sing songs of praise, giving thanksgiving to God for all the blessings that He has bestowed upon us. Singing and giving thanks to God. And then, I've already mentioned the Old and New Testament both teach us to do what? Give thanks to God. To offer up thanksgiving unto God. To be thankful for what we have. For the blessings that God bestows upon us. So let's look at a few other points this morning about giving thanks that we find in the Bible. Giving thanks it is the will of God that we should give thanks. He wills that His children would be thankful and that we would give thanks. Matter of fact, go back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 17 and 18. And again, the Apostle Paul makes this statement in writing to the brethren there. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So, we have the opportunity, we have the privilege, we have the blessing of prayer. We have the opportunity and the means by which we can give thanks to our Creator. Let's take advantage of that. It is God's will that we should give thanks. Let us obey His will and let's be thankful. And then in Psalms 111 and verse 1 and Psalms 138 and verse 1, if we read those verses, it would sum up to this, that we should pray to the Lord with all our heart, that we should give thanks to Him with all our heart. We'll take a look at those two verses very quickly. We have time to turn to those. Psalms chapter 111 and verse 1. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. And then Psalms 138. We go over and we see there in verse 1, as the writer continues, he says, I will praise you with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing praises to you. Praising God with all our heart. Giving thanks to God with all our heart. Being truly thankful is basically what that means. That we're thankful from the heart. We realize where our blessings come from and we thank God for that. And so if we're serving God faithfully, if we're living a life of righteousness as God would have us to live as He is righteous, that we too should be righteous. That is, that we're following His will and obeying His commands. If we are righteous, then we will give thanks. Look at a page or two over in your Bible, probably to chapter 140 and verse 13. Surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name, the upright shall dwell in your presence. So, when we serve God as His children, if we are living righteously and just and obediently to Him, we will be thankful and we will give thanks. Well, let's look at a couple examples that are found in the Bible of people who set good examples. Jesus set the example. Jesus set the example for us to pray. Go to Matthew chapter 11, if you will, and look at verse 25. Jesus gave thanks to God. Chapter 11 and verse 25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes. Jesus was thankful and he thanked the Father for the things that the Father had provided. Look at chapter 14 and verse 19. You can just turn on over in the book of Matthew another page or two. Then he commanded the multitude. This is when Jesus fed the 5,000 and were about to feed them. Then he commanded the multitudes to sit on the grass. He took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples. And the disciples gave to the multitudes. Chapter 15 and verse 36. And he took the 7 loaves. This is the feeding of the 4,000. And he took the 7 loaves and the fish and gave thanks. Broke them and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave to the multitude. Turn, if you will, to the Gospel of John. Chapter 11 and verse 41. When Jesus was about to raise Lazarus from the dead. Chapter 11 and verse 41. Then they took the stone, took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know that you always hear me, because the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. He thanked God that he heard him. He thanked God that God always heard him. And we can be assured that if we are serving God faithfully, we're his children, that he will hear our prayers. His eyes and his ears are opened to those with whom he has to do. and his children, he hears our prayers. The Apostle Paul set an example for giving thanks. Colossians 1 and verse 13. We're not going to turn to all these, but you can make a note on them if you got the copy of the bulletin. Colossians 1 and verse 13, Ephesians 1, 16, Philippians 1, 3, 1 Corinthians 1, 4. All these verses indicate that Paul was thankful for faithful brethren. He was thankful for churches of God's people that were doing good and obeying God. And we need to be thankful for that also. For the church, for brethren, for those who do good. And Paul sets the example then for being thankful for brethren who were doing right in the sight of God. We will look at Romans chapter 1 and verse 8. And I want to read that one verse before we have our concluding thoughts of our lesson this morning. Romans 1 and verse 8. Paul says, "First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world." So, Paul, in writing various letters, and most of the time when he wrote letters to those brethren, even though there were problems in those churches, even though there were issues he was addressing, even though he was writing to them to tell them how to fix their issues, he commended them for the things they were doing right, and he gave God thanks for them as brothers and sisters in Christ. So, are we thankful for one another in Christ? Are we thankful for the blessings we have in Christ Jesus? Are we thankful for the good work that's being done by other brothers and sisters in Christ around us, and for the work that we can be a part of in the church? Well, the verses we've looked at this morning have been several. From the book of Psalms, other places in the Old Testament, and from the New Testament. And there are many other verses in the Bible that talks about thanksgiving. But I need to be the type of person that gives thanks to God. And you need to be the type of person that always gives thanks to God also. And when we give thanks, let's do as we've heard our prayers this morning. Let's give thanks to God in Christ's name. Ephesians 5 and verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So a couple of things we've talked about this morning concerning giving thanks and being thankful for what we have and praying to God and offering up thanksgiving to Him is that we pray to God, and we pray to God through Jesus Christ, His Son, and we give thanks in the name of Jesus Christ. And we know that He hears our prayers. We need to be thankful, and we need to pray. So, a few questions for us before we conclude our lesson. Number one, do I give thanks as I should? Do I remember to give thanks? Am I offering up thanks unto the Lord? Are you offering up thanks to the Lord? Am I truly thankful for all that God does and continues to do for me? Are you truly thankful for all your blessings? Do we thank God for those things? And as the writers told us in the book of Psalms, and as Paul wrote and expressed to those who are Christians, may we always be thankful. Have thankful hearts, have an attitude of remembrance, and be thankful, a state of mind. Be thankful at all times. May we always give thanks unto the Lord. Why? For He is good. And all our blessings, spiritual blessings, flow to us through Him, through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And without God, we'd be nothing or have nothing, because it's in Him that we live and move and have our very being here on this earth. Just a few words this morning, some food for thought, as we think about the calendars and the day that's marked for this week. It ought to come just once a year. It ought to be every day, every minute, every hour, every week that we live. Be thankful. If you're here this morning and you're not a Christian, if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, you're willing to confess that, you can be baptized into Christ this day. If you're here, maybe there's something in your life that you haven't done that you need to correct in a public way, or maybe there's things you have done that you need to stop doing and you need to get forgiveness of that, and you need the prayers of the brethren, then you can be assured that God will hear your prayer. We have those here that will pray with you and for you, and you can be forgiven this morning if that be your need. If you need to respond, please do so while we stand and while we sing.